שייפטים ושייטרים תיתן לך בכל שעוריך. So the pashtus of the pasuk is for sure, if they have שייפטים ושייטרים, Rashi says דיונים, שייטרים הרוידים מסעון, the שלוה הקודש, is מדייק, שם ובחיים וטל, שייפטים ושייטרים תיתן לך. So a lot of times it says in the Torah Loshen Yochid. I want to explain why here the Loshen Yochid is a bigger diuk from every different place in the Torah. And every different place in the Torah, ולקחתם לכם ביום הראשון, even if it says ולקחתם לכו ביום הראשון, every year it takes a lulav, every year it takes a esrog. So you could say לכו, you could say ולקחתם לכם. You can speak in Klal Yisrael, it's a group. You can speak in Klal Yisrael, it's individual people. But the Shoftim v'Shoytrim titen lecho, not every person calls with his police. Then it'll be a whole balagan, yeah? The Beis Din make one police that is in charge. Not every person, Ochen Veith, every person has his own Rav, yeah? Shoftim v'Shoytrim, this is what is happening now. But Shoftim v'Shoytrim titen lecho b'chol she'orecho had to be fakert. So what is lecho? Here lecho is the wrong words. Zog de shloah kodesh v'Reb Chaim Vital. The Torah is merames that every person has seven she'orim. He says, what is the seven she'orim of the person? Shara re'iye, shara shmiye, shara reach, smelling, shara dibur, shara mishush, feeling. These she'orim, you need to put shoftim v'shoytrim titel lecho b'chol she'orecho. A person has to put a shoyser, a policeman, a gedder. I will explain it a little bit more. The next pasuk says, again, about we're learning the Kabbalah sheboy. About the posht of the pasuk is kipshutoy, but here Reb Chaim Vital is telling you the Kabbalah was stated in this pasuk. The next pasuk says, לא יסקיר משפט, לא יסקיר פונים במשפט, ולא יסיקח שויחד, כי השויחד יעבר עיני חכמים ויסלף דברי צדיקים. חזניש speaks about it in אמונה וביטוחן, and not going out to his territs. He says it's a דובר פלא. The Torah calls this person חכמים. He's the God Lador. And for $10, he passes like the other person. Hare, it's a bizoyan. Hare, it's a bizoyan. For $10. But this is what the Torah says. I had booked this when I was married. I came back from the States. So I came, you know, I was sitting on a plane. I saw a guy sitting near me, I didn't want to sit near him. Didn't look Jewish so much. So I asked, I was in a better place of a plane, but I asked if they could change me. He told me, in this place here, everyone paid a lot of money, we can't change. I said, you know, I think it was also a very expensive ticket, I'm asking to change me. He said, listen, it's a big place anyway. So I sat down, okay, after 2 minutes the guy started to speak to me. Maisa, he's the head of the court of Eretz Yisrael. So, you know, we spoke for over 10 hours in the whole matzah of yeshivas. I'm not going now. We became friends after 10 hours. So I asked him, I don't understand you. You don't think you have negias? He said, when I was a small judge, maybe I had negias. But slowly, slowly, till I came to the top judge, you know, when I sit, I feel, you know, the whole world is totally in me. I'm mamish paskin din emes lamito. I'm telling you, Chodesh Ken Sofek, that I pass in Din Emes Lamito. In our Torah state, that if a person gains $10, he's Negea Badovo. So if you hate from people, you're Negea Badovo. It can be, you're right. For sure you want. I don't think, he says, I'm promising you, I never do something, I could swear and swear that I never did something because of Negea. I don't sleep by night before I put someone in jail. I said, aber unsere Teire steht nicht da. Unsere Teire steht, Hashoich adi haver eini chachomim. It's not the right way, it was not bad to say, but I was learning there, Gemara Brochas, I gave out, Gemara, I was learning, so I asked him, why do you think I'm learning it? He said, some of you want to know it. He said, I'm telling you, I learned it over 100 times, this Masechta. I know every word by heart. It's not true, I told him, yeah? So I said, so why do you think I'm learning it? So I said, I'll tell you why I'm learning it. I have a mitzvah to learn Torah. Not to know the information. I have a mitzvah to learn Torah. I have a mitzvah. Like I have a mitzvah to get married. I have a mitzvah to give tzedakah. I have to learn. He says, the first time I understand that. I thought you need to know every single word it says. I said, no, I know. I know. I'm learning because I have to learn. So he asked me a little bit. So after 5 minutes I told him. So it means you paskin all of your psokim against yeshiva bochrim when you bichlal didn't know that we have to learn. He said, 1,000 people will learn, 2,000 people. You will tell us not to keep Shabbos. He said, Chas v'shalom, I'll never tell you not to keep your religion. So if I have to learn as my religion, so I said, so it means you paskining, but never learning. You're not negiah badova. You don't know bichlal what is teira. You paskining on teira. I said, when people come to me to court, to my base, then I told them, if I don't know the thing, I don't paskin. I said, I will paskin. Two people in India will fight, will come over to me. And the rules, how you have to shave the hair there, I would paskin for that. I'll say, I don't know. You paskin how much people? Aber people don't know. Aber unsere Teire, the Chaznish speaks about it, is Megale Odovu Neuro Ve'oyim. The Godel Ador in the Gemara says stories ala Moiroim. Chaznish has a teretz. I'm not going. Chaznish learns different. Chaznish says Vayale al Adas. How the Gemara says that Amiroim, the Oris came earlier and he gave him the fruit, so he didn't want to paskin and he stand outside. Amiroim, Rove and Abaye say because the Oris gave you fruits for 5 minutes, you meshana the teretz. Vayale al Adas. So the Chaznish speaks about it. I'm not going now to the teretz of the Chaznish because it's a pele otzu. Chaznish says Gzeras Melechu. It doesn't make sense. The Chaznish said. It can be. A big person cannot change for $10. If not, he's not big. So aber steht in unserer Tere, that when a person has a negia, he could be the biggest Talmid Chochem and he will do crooked. Zogin and Mefoshim, so every person is the Nergeah to himself. He wakes up Friday and he has to learn, but he's tired. The Nergeah of tired tells him he's sick. If he doesn't sleep Friday, next week will be a Shvacha week. He needs to catch up over Shabbos. The first week of Zman, he needs a little bit more Koichas. And it Areinretz. It speaks him into it. And he says, no, I'm serious. I know I need to rest. Chazal tell us, ki ha-shoichad ya'averei nechachomim v'yesalev divrei tzadikim. This is the shoichad. He's negeh badovo. Every person has their own shoichad to change himself, not to be straight with himself. So the Mefoshim say these are the two psukim. The only way a person could fight it, he makes himself a policeman that will look after himself. The pasuk miyad is mamshich ki ashoichad yaav ereinei chachomim v'yisalef divrei tzadikim. V'yisalef divrei tzadikim. Make yourself gdorim. Make yourself Shmire. Put yourself with a distance. That the policeman, the shomer, he would watch you that later you will not fail. A person will say, I don't need a shaita. I will wake up in the morning. I know what I have to do. But you will have an agir. The shaita doesn't ask you. He comes with a stick. How a person makes himself a shaita. He tells his roommate, wake me up in force. The first day is man, he wants to wake up every morning. He knows very clearly that he wants to wake up. So if he believes it to himself, after a couple of days he's tired, another half an hour, it'd be good if I'll sleep half an hour, say it will be very shtad, yeah? And just have him in the carries on until 10 o'clock, yeah? He takes the shaita that doesn't let him to do it. He knows by night, he can't hold himself, he schmoozes till late by night, so he can't wake up early in the morning. He puts a mapil on his mouth. 12:30 says a mapil, so. Every night, doesn't make a difference. Puts on pajamas in a certain time, but he can't walk out the dira. Totally animal, where is the mafrim? Every person, shaitrim v'shaitrim, as they say, tishlo. Titel lecho b'chol sho'orecho. B'chol sho'orecho. Shabbos comes. Shurat zman. Everyone is planning this 4 weeks, Elul. 3 weeks are left, Rosh Hashanah. Can't say even 4 weeks already, yeah? Avada, these 3 weeks I'll change, like Hashem will give me such a good year. Shabbos Avada what? Comes little Shabbos, so I have to rest a bit. Tomorrow morning I will learn. Shabbos afternoon I'm tired, but to Shabbos I will learn. If I don't sleep but to Shabbos, I'll not have kach for Sunday. And then you learn the hour over Shabbos. But before Shabbos, you had a plan to learn 10 hours over Shabbos. Shaitrim v'shaitrim. Make a chavrusa. Make a mechayev. Don't go to eat out. Eat in yeshiva Shabbos morning, love a song. Half an hour, you're done. 10:30, you can be after everything, yeah? Even if you sleep 3 hours, it's 1 o'clock. Shaitrim v'shaitrim titel lecho b'chol sho'orecho. I want to get to that, to say a different vault. It's different a little bit. It's a vault for life. But maybe it's also kosher to it. And then we'll go back to it. It says in the Parsha, and the Melech, V'hoyo k'shivtoi yudzayin posuk yudches, k'shivtoi al kisem amlachtoi, v'kosav lo yes mishne ha-toyra azois al sefer melifne ha-koyani. The Melech has a special mitzvah to write himself a Sefer Torah. And he has to hold on the Sefer Torah kol yemei chayov. The Gemara in Sanhedrin has a hava amine that the Melech has to go in the bathroom with the Sefer Torah. Kol yemei chayov. The Gemara says, "V'hoyso imoy v'koraboy, mokem aroy lekriya tia imoy, mokem she'ein aroy lekriya loisi imoy." What's the sulke daitoch? He has to go to the bathroom with it. Has to be attached. V'hoyso imoy kol yemechayav. What's it impossible? V'hoyso imoy. Hashem says, "We'll be with you all of your life." Rosh Hashiva Reb Nosson Tzvi said a shmuz. Remember, he couldn't speak so much. The whole shmuz was one line. For half an hour, this was the shmuz. The Melech becomes a Melech. The Torah tells him, you need a Sefer Torah with you. And you can't leave it for a second. Why? He goes to the bathroom. If he leaves it when he goes to the bathroom, the Yitzhar Hara will meet him there. If you make a hefsek, the Yitzhar Hara comes in that minute. Man malche rabbonon. Man malche rabbonon. A bocher sits and learns, he has a starkes man, a festes man. But he takes himself a break. I'm not speaking about a break that is to have koyach to learn. It's a andere zach. He takes a break. A couple hours, just a little bit of space out. The Yitzhar mitzvah. V'hoi so'im o'i kol yemei chayov. The Sefer Torah has to be with him the whole time. If he leaves the Yetzer Hora, if he leaves the Torah, if it's a Hesach Hadas from Torah, there's no way to be Matzliach. The Melech became a Melech. He has a whole world to run. He has to have the Sefer Torah. This was a Shmuz in Rosh Hashiva. I want to go to a different part. V'hoyo k'shivtoi al kisem amlachtoi. V'kosav lo yes mishne ha-toiro ha-zois. Rashi says, what is mishne ha-teire? Shtei sefer teires. the melech has to have two sefer teiras. Achashi munachas bebeis gnozov, one he puts down in a safe with the diamonds. The achas sheyoytzes venichneses imoy, and one that he walks with it the whole time. That we had a sarkadai toch even to the bathroom. I heard a givaldi kivot. I forgot the shame of the sefer. I don't understand. The Torah wants that the melech will have a sefer Torah 24 hours 7. Say that. What is the point that has another sefer Torah by Beis Gnozov? What is the point to have another sefer Torah in the safe? Poros Aduma could be, but it's not mashma that we're handling here, Poros Aduma, yeah? Why to have another sefer Torah? He's using this one the whole time. Every time he has this one. No. Why he has to have another one? If it gets lost. So he buys another one. I don't know if he gets lost, he writes another one. I don't know if he takes the one from Beis Gnozov. The one from Beis Gnozov stays in Beis Gnozov.
Beis Gnozov needs
two. What?
Beis money needs
two. Shede givaldi kivot. The melech has a sefer teire that he lives with it day and night. Day and night. He goes to a war, al pi de teire. He kills people, al pi de teire. He does business, al pi de teire. He runs the country, al pi de teire. All of his life, Hashem told him, you have a sefer teire, a reminder. I'm not stam a king, I'm a teire king. Yeah? This was the idea. Mi de teire, mi de teire, mi de teire. The king is with the teire. It's not stam a king that kills and paskins. The king is with the teire. The teire said, but he has to have another sefer teire with Beis Gnozov. With the years, a lot of time, the Torah changes lefi the place that he goes to. He fits the Torah to his life. The Torah said he has to have another sefer Torah bebeis gnozov. Every time to come and check, it's like the original. It's like the original. With the years, you know, they fit the Torah to the new world, to the new shul, to the new community. Reflexible. The melech has to have another sefer teire. It applies to every person. I heard once from a chashan of Ashgiach. I heard the ma'aseh from the person himself. He was a young bacher, 18 years old. He was the best bacher in yeshiva. He was learning kol teire. And he had to go out to work. His parents were nifter. He had to leave yeshiva. And he had to go deep, deep in olam ma'aseh, far, far. I met this kid 40 years after he was in the yeshiva. And he told me, before he left, the mashgiach called him, and he told him, come to the room, here's a paper and a pen, write down, al yeshiva bacher, how you think about a boss has to behave. Not how yeshiva bacher. How you think about a boss has to behave. To learn, the family, yes, to go to a movie, not to go to a movie, yes, then it was different, it's all, yeah, all the electric things didn't exist, yeah, but yes, to learn, not to learn, sneer, everything what you think about a trust the balabas, about from a benteir de kekuk, how the balabas has to behave. The guy written down 3 pages, told him, I give it to me, he folded it, put it in an envelope, he sealed it, he said, open it in 10 years. Go to the Olam HaMaaseh, go out to work, open it in 10 years, and check. And if you're not in the right way, correct yourself back to this paper. And he told me he opened it in 10 years, for sure, he didn't recognize himself. And every Erev Rosh Hashanah, he sits with his wife, and they correct their life back to that paper. Every year. This person, I don't even know how to say his name, yeah? One of the people that changed the whole world. Every Rosh Hashanah, he takes out his own papers, his own Sefer Musar that he written, the Yishuv Adas Godl, how he has to behave as Olam HaMaaseh. This is mamish this world. The Melech has the Sefer Teire bebeis gnozov. And he has a Sefer Teire that is with him the whole time. The Teire is with him the whole time. But he gets used to it. He becomes comfortable with it. He reflects it to the way he lives. The Teire says, go back to Beis Gnozov. You see this Teire? You see the original? It fits or it doesn't fit. So this Be'etzim is a separate vote. I'm just saying it's the Zelbezat that we started to say at the beginning of the parsha. Shoytrim b'shoytrim titen lecho b'chol she'orecho. The shoytrim that you put to yourself, a shoytrim that you put on when you are strong. When you know what you have to do when you're strong. A person knows what he has to do when he's strong. When he's strong, he has to do this. He knows what is expected from him is this. What is the right thing to do is this. Put policemen. That they will check you. That they will test you. A person could put his own. Shoiftim v'shoiftim titen lecho b'chol she'orecho. The Torah is megalit us. Don't rely on the shoiftim. Don't rely on yourself. You would think that you're right. I'm telling you, sometimes it's such a pell, you see such choshev people. And Peter, it comes to a negir, and they're blind. They're blind. Don't understand. Such a choshev yid. Shmuzam Neubach told me once, it was a very big machlekes. I was a young bocher, looked at me so strange. So strange, two choshev people. Rav Zalman told me, "Ki Hashoicha Diaver is Einecha Chomim." What is strange to you? This is what the Torah said. This is exactly what the Torah said. This is the reason the Goen took the Magid to give him Musa. Why? The Goen said, "Yeah, I don't see myself." So the Goen took the Magid. He told the Magid to give him Musa. So the Musa that the Magid told him was, the Goyen sat in his house and the blinds were closed, everything was closed, and he sat and learned. And the Magid told him, "Abelio, say a chokhmah to learn like this. Open the blinds, go to the street, we'll see if you could be the Goyen Mevilna." And the Goyen told him, "I'm not trying to be a chokhmah, I'm trying to learn." And I heard from Rav Ades, Rav Eliashiv was nifter now. He told Rabbi Yashi, "Boy, I'm so jealous if you could sit so much hours in your house to learn without a hefsek." I heard this mice, I said, "I have to say it over. The first nechatimtze that I have. I'm so jealous of you," he told Rabbi Yashi. "Hours and hours." Rabbi Yashi told him, "I could tell you something." He said, "Yeah, yeah, Rebbe, tell me." He said, "You know how much times after half an hour I was chalashi to go out just for a walk for 2 minutes and to go back to the room? And I told myself, another 10 minutes. Till I got used to sit and learn like that. Don't think it was easy for me. Don't think, it's easy for me to sit 10 hours in my room to learn? Not that I had it so hard to do bad things. Just get up for 10 minutes, go around, come back. Go out of your mind. I fought for it. Don't be jealous of me," he told him. "I think, Baruch Hashem, I can sit and learn hours and hours. I fought to get to that feeling. I fought to come to that argosha." Person puts himself shaitrim v'shaiftim. "I'm not going outside the building the whole morning. I'm not going down more from one floor. Even the bathrooms are engaged, I'll wait a little bit, yeah? So I've got two floors you can go down. Everyone makes a building. Some guy says, "I'm not going out to the bathrooms on this side, I'll go down this side here. It's less distractions here, yeah?" Shaitrim v'shaiftim. A person has to know if he doesn't put on shoytrim v'shoyftim. Ki ha-shoycha di'aver esei nechachomim. Apostle goes weiter. The parsha from Ori Miklot. It says, "Tochin lecho aderech v'shilashto." Miklot oyekosuv al parshas drochim. Gemara darshens, "Tochin lecho aderech," prepared the way, was signs. Miklot. So Balabatish, the signs were really there that when the guy, someone is chasing after him, it will be easier for him to find it. Because if he has to find out how to go, maybe he will have to spend time. But it's not so poshut. I'm saying, even about the Badishim Shah is not so poshut. Hashem said to run the Biklot. How much time does it take to run? It takes, yeah? So if it takes time to find out, make it taste. But the Chinuch is medayek. Why is only it says Miklot, Miklot, Kos, Baderech Tor, Miklot? And there's no signs, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. There was no way to the Oile Regolim to find out how to go to Yerushalayim. There was no signs. Chazal say every time when they came to a Parshas Drochim, they had to ask, Heichon HaDerech LYerushalayim. Chazal said he would go and tell them, here's the way to Yerushalayim. So he says two parts. I said, first, Balabatish is could be the Pshat Stam. Someone is running, someone is chasing him. There's no time to ask. If Yerushalayim, they could ask. Let them to ask, let them to find out. The Chinuch says, we don't want people to be asked the whole time, where is Ir Miklot? Why? When you hear that people kill, killing becomes weak by you. It doesn't become so scary. Right, the mushroom you see is a car accident. 10 people are killed. Everyone is standing. If it would be 10 car accidents like that, so the next time it's big news if it's 200 people are killed. Like today, after like big, terrible things happen, if 10,000 people die, then everyone gets very excited. If a guy gets killed in a car accident, no one speaks about it. Not if it's your friend. Why? People get used to it. It doesn't become such a terrible thing. But the Chinuch says weiter. Ma she'en ken Yerushalayim. Ma she'en ken Yerushalayim. The Teire wants that people will ask how you get to Yerushalayim. The Teire wants that people will ask how you get to Yerushalayim. That everyone will know that people are going to Yerushalayim. The Mefoshim say a big limut. I'm not saying to be a Baal Gaiva. But a lot of times, a person gets up in the dira, oh, I'm going early to Yeshiva Friday, shtalk. I'm learning Nocha Masechta. I'm learning Aloha, I'm learning this, I'm learning that. Person thinks, why I have to say it? Why I have to talk it out? The answer is the inyan that will be a sign. Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. Everyone is doing Ratzon Hashem. I'm going to Bismedrash. I'm going to early minyan. I'm going. I'm not going away Shabbos Elul. When a person speaks out the milas, he's marbik void shomayim. It's like the Chinuch, the Teire wanted there will be no signs. Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. Why the Teire wanted there will be no signs, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim? That all of the people that are walking up to Yerushalayim, everyone will know that they're going up to Yerushalayim. V'meile al yedei dem v'misra v'kvoit shomayim. Then the Pasuk goes weiter. The Pasuk says, Imotze cholol ba'adomo asher Hashem elikecho noisecho l'rishto noifel basode lo inoida miiko. They find cholol, a mess outside the city. So this is the parsha of Eglo Arufo. Ve'iride zikne ha'ir ha'is ha'eglo Arufo ve'nikshu ha'koyanim ve'omru yodeinu lo yishofchu es adam hazeh. We didn't kill him. So Chazal asked the Kasha, they found a dead person outside the city. They take all of the Rabbonim, Chof Aleph, Perik Chof Aleph. They take all of the Rabbonim outside the city, and all of them said, we didn't kill him. V'chis skeinim orgu. V'choshed the skeinim. Find a dead person outside the city. You need a kapol. So the skeinim come and say, Yodeinu lo yishofchu es adam. We didn't kill him. We didn't kill him. mad at Sam that you killed him. V'chi also alev shezikne beizin shayv chedomim. As if Reg the Gemara and Soito daf memei. Elo loy roinu potarnu beloy mezoynes u beloy levaya. We didn't see him leaving. Because if we would see him leaving, we would give him food for the way. And we would walk him. You know how much you walk a person? Arba amas. Frank the Chaim Shmulevitz, no. And if you gave him what to eat, you gave him what to eat. You gave him 5 sandwiches and a soda can, and you walked him 5 minutes. But he was killed in the middle of the way. People found him and chopped him up. They found him killed. They found his head chopped off. So they say, you know what, we didn't not give him a sandwich. We didn't not give him levaya arba amas. So we didn't kill him. Kilu, shtei do kilu. If you saw him and you didn't walk him, you can't say adina leshafchu esadam. Fredim Chaim Shmulevitz, why? Zogim Chaim Shmulevitz. You're right. Aval, if you would give him a sandwich, it would not make a difference. He said, a person is leaving the city. No one said hello to him. No one said goodbye. He doesn't have a sandwich. He's walking in his face down. Someone comes to kill him. He just stands there and he lets the guy to kill him. If people will walk him, will give him food, will give him to feel good, he would go feel good about himself. So he says it in 2 ways. He says he would have the energy to fight. He would have the energy to survive. And b'meni will have also the siyata d'shmaya because he will be b'simcha. Elul. I think Yom Chaim Shlevitz will say it in Elul, in the first Shmuz, Parashat Shoftim. Every time Shoftim is the first week of Elul. A new bacher comes to yeshiva. Sometimes after 2 weeks, he falls apart. Or beruchnias, or begashmias, yeah? Or both sometimes, yeah? And you say, no, it's very hard. The beginning time gets hard. The mirror is a big place. People get lost. Yeah, you have to survive the first couple of weeks. But sometimes you can't say, Yodeinu leishofchu es adom hazeh. You welcome him. You said hello to him. Say, hello, how are you doing? From where you came? Everything is all right. You have where to eat. You have where to sleep. Yodeinu leishofchu es adam hazeh. What is the shaykhis? He doesn't have chavrusas. What is the shaykhis if I would say hello to him or not? His rabbi is not nice to him. What is the shaykhis if I said hello to him or not? No, no, no. If you said hello to him, and he would feel that he's a person, that he's welcome, and someone wants him, how much that it's hard, he will survive. A person, one word, you could change the life of a person. One word. You could change the life of a person. You could make him to feel good about himself. It's a chiyuv. Again, you don't have to say so much. I'm not saying you go into the elevator, yeah? People are standing there like it's a bisakvoris, yeah? Ochun vei, if you say hello to someone, yeah? So, you know, some guys think maybe it's the first day of this man, yeah? Nothing. And then out of that, punk, your friend goes in. Oh, so that guy speaks to his friend, and the other people, kelo, yo. I'm not saying that you have to be not normal, hello, 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 yeah? So, you can ask him a question, learning. But it's a normal thing. Try to be nice to the other person. Yodeinu loishofchu es adam hazeh. Yodeinu loishofchu es adam hazeh. Not ki'ilu, you know, Alma says, ki'ilu oev na bedezoi. Kol amagdim shalom lechaveiroi, ki'ilu. Chazal say, the skenim have to say, yodeinu loishofchu es adam hazeh. So someone comes with a knife to kill you, if you would get a nice hello and goodbye, you would be different. So it's not a knife, it's only hard. It's a beginning of zman, a beginning of a masechte, dvorim shebelev, nu sugyas, hard. I'm not saying some guys are terrible. Yeah, they're very nice to the guy. They shmooze them a whole hour doing seder. The seichet is good. But hello, how are you doing? The guy comes, I could take the stender. No, it's my chavrusas. No, but here's another stender. Why not? What if your best friend will ask you if he needs the stender? I'm so sorry, it's my chavrusa, but you know, I see the bench near me is a standard, right? Why I can't tell to the other guy? The guy says, I can take the Baruch Bell. Tell him, no, but there is copy somewhere. Yeah? No. Oh, no, I need it. But if it be your friend, you tell him, but I think that guy has an extra copy, go to him. One word. Someone came new to yeshiva. I tell you, it's the guy that learned in the yeshiva, in the mirror, said mamash here behind this wall. And he came to yeshiva. It's a young guy, I think he's 26. He came to yeshiva and he was sitting there. He was sitting on his bench. Someone came down to sit near him. It was a guy with a blue shirt, came chris. And he told him, I could sit near you. His place on the bench. He told him, if his place in the heart, his place on the bench. Welcome to sit. So the guy sat down. The guy told him, later in life, I'll tell you in a second, I'm here ready for an hour. And every bench, after 5 minutes, they tell me, please get up, someone sits here. You're the first one. I said, I came here, I'm a modern guy. I came here for a day, I wanted to see what is there, a little bit to fill the yeshiva. I said, oh, finally, no, I came an hour late, I saw empty places, I planned, I'll sit down. I felt I was kicked like a ball. You're the first one that treated me like a mensch. That person, a week later, was punk asked for a shidduch on this bocher. And that bocher got married into that family. And mamash, last week he called me. You know, he had a sick kid, he had to go back. I'm not going out to the whole protein, yeah? The shefa that b'schus this person is falling on him, yeah? Mamash, ad belidai, mamash, different details, I just don't want to go into them. Yeah? One nice word, he said to this person. One nice word. One nice word to say to a person. This one word. You could change. I was once in the States, in the country, and that guy picked me up from the airport. So we were going out the airport. So, you know, you pay there in America, it goes, you have to pay for parking. So it's like, you know, sitting there, the people in that little box, and you give them money. So he passes near that place. You know, some places are automatic, some places is someone there. So we go into that place, and that person tells him $3. So he tells the person, you meant 3 million? He said, no, I meant $3. Ah, 3 million? $3. Okay, so back and forth, the guy's laughing. Okay, so we finish. I tell him, wow, why? I told the guy, what happened to you? He said, I wanted to tell you, I do it every time. Because you're here, Rabbi, no one answered me. The guy told me, I'm so happy. You know, I'm sitting here in this box for 20 years, no one spoke to me. You're the first one that speaks to me. I feel so good. Someone interacted with me, joked with me. Chesed with a goy. He doesn't know who is this goy. These goys look different from us, yeah? V'chulei, v'chulei. Yeah? I'm saying, it's the same neshome. I want to explain to you. It's not two different people. He doesn't know. It's the same guy that will tell this guy from the blue shirt if his place in the heart will be placed on a bench. He's the guy that will see a guy suffering just to make a joke when he goes out. Not to talk on different things, not to go into a conversation with him, just back and forth to joke on 3 million and to go weiter. I'm telling you, and I realized after that guy looked like a normal person. Levaya, chesed. You know, you don't need to make organizations of chesed. You don't need to do nothing. Just a nice word. A nice word. Give someone to feel good. Give someone to feel good. And I want to tell you another thing. It's very late. Elul. You call home. I didn't know it till my kids got older a little bit, so I could say this musar. Your parents asking how it's going in yeshiva. As a teva of a person, to his parents, he likes to complain. Tell him it's givaldik, I'm doing good. Anyway, he can't change, yeah? They could go to sleep Shabbos, they'll have such a good Shabbos, yeah? If you tell him, it's going there, I'm getting there. Father doesn't sleep the whole Shabbos, he doesn't know what to do. Chaz, give your father, wow, I'm so happy in the mirror. So if your father can help you, it's good to complain, yeah? But if he can't help you, I'm not saying sometimes a person, I'm not saying someone's having it hard, he's allowed to call home to talk home. I don't mean on that. Chas Hashem, to hold things inside your heart. But some people, they're not calling the whole week to complain. They just call the Shabbos and say the good Shabbos phone call, yeah? How it's going? Givaldik! Your parents feel so good. One word could change a person. Blessed Hashem will have a good Shabbos.